Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. And Brandon Adams will join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. As we now know, that Georgia will take on Ole Miss in the All-State Sugar Bowl on January 1st at 8 p.m. Georgia favored by 6.5 as it stands right now. So we'll get some thoughts on that. Obviously talk to him about the first round of the playoffs and all that good stuff. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Don't the Hawks play? They're on tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who they got tonight?
Chicago.
Chicago, the 150s crew.
Yeah, a little get back. Trying to get some revenge for the 152 that Chicago put on them the other night.
Yeah.
Here also. You just got to hope Chicago's, you know, they're Atlanta'd out.
Yeah.
You know, although they live in Chicago, which is also a very fun city. But maybe they got in the streets, you know?
Maybe they got into the Sandy Springs streets.
Something. Yeah. Who knows? But
over there, Peachtree Corners hanging out.
Hopefully they're a little sluggish tonight, because they certainly weren't the other night.
Hell no.
Goodness gracious.
They didn't beat the dog out of them.
Well, yeah, the Hawks scored a lot of points, too.
Yeah, exactly. They just
played defense like a turnstile.
Okay, never mind. But, I think that, you know, we're still – how long do you think it takes to jail an NBA team like this?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. That's a tough – I mean, it takes like a good team. It might take a while. I don't know. I don't know how long this is going to take to jail, because I don't know if it's going to, you know?
But it has to. We were told that it has to.
Oh. Well, we were told the Falcons were going to have the number one offense in the NFL.
When?
In August by the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things where, you know, like, you sure about that?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with this, right? It's like, hopefully it does. But, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to be elite offensively.
Mm-hmm. But I thought they brought in defensive guys.
They did.
Oh.
They did.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you about this?
I don't know. You are my. I know what I watch.
Yeah, they're not. They're okay.
I know what I watch.
Yeah, they're okay.
You're my Hawks insider. You're my Joe Patrick.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you're my Joe Patrick.
I realize that.
Yeah, you're my Joe Patrick.
They're okay. I do think that after about a month or so, if Trey can stay healthy and play consistently, that it'll look better. But I mean, what does that mean? Like, they're not an elite team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think there's any reason to think that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jalen Johnson's been fantastic, obviously.
Right.
But in the 8 games they've played in this month, they've given up 135 times. Like, their defense is really not very good. But also, you know, maybe that's part of how they're playing offensively and they're running. And I don't know, because they're in a lot of these games and they've won quite a few of them also. But they're not very good defensively.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Got it.
There we go. There's your Hawks.
Well, how long do you think it should take to gel?
Hell, I don't know, because I thought that they were gelling, and then I would think that you could put a player of Trey's caliber, and I know it's only been three games. I understand that. Two games, actually.
Two games since he's come back.
And I understand that. But before he got hurt, it's hard because it's four games.
Right. He's played six games.
He's played six games as this group. But I thought, you know, the one thing I've always thought is, or, yeah, I'll say it. The superstar player can always just come fit in.
Yeah. Well, who do they have one of those?
The franchise player.
Okay.
Can just always come and fit in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My bad.
They don't have a superstar player.
Can always come and fit
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Right.
No matter what.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, hey, let's go. Let's get it done.
Right. But you also know what his role is how unique his role is in this offense versus when he's not in there, right? Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that's going to have the ball in his hands. So when he's out there,
because is that because
it's going to look
different. That's the most effective that he is.
Definitely.
Okay. There we go. And that goes back to things that people say. Like, can you win with him being that way when this team thrives off of ball possession? Because they're still a highly assisted team without him.
They were the number one assist team in the NBA without him.
Right.
Yeah. But they weren't thriving, though. Like, that's the thing. They were pretty good without him, and I think they'll probably be pretty good with him.
What's their record since he'll be back?
0-2 in the games he played in.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they lost the other one, too.
Yeah.
I think they lost the other one, too. Yeah, they're 15-15.
Yeah.
Like, they're okay. Like, they were, I don't know what they were when he was gone, maybe three or four games over 500. And now, since he's been back, I mean, the one team that he didn't play against, the Spurs, are pretty good.
They're really
but,
good.
Yeah, the Bulls aren't that good, and the Hornets are pretty bad, actually. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
You like, told me to me.
They're not very good. They're okay.
They're okay.
They're okay.
They're a six seed.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
Four seed?
No, I don't think so. I mean, probably not. I think pretty clearly right now there's two really good teams in the Eastern Conference. Credit to the Celtics for being able to do what they've done also without Tatum. But we kind of thought they'd be able to be okay
be
anyway
okay with,
without Tatum.
You had an all-star. You have an all-star player in Jaylen.
Yeah, and you have a lot of really other good players. I'm not surprised the Pacers are 6-23 without Haliburton.
Right.
Because he's everything to them. Obviously, they have other good players, too. They made it to Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year. But it just also felt like they took that hit in a way where they were like, all right, this is sort of a gap year for us. When he comes back, we'll figure it out. Celtics aren't going to do that because they're a great franchise.
Do you think that Tatum comes back this year?
I don't know.
This dude, they look like he's trying to come back.
You see all the videos. And
they're like looking at him like, all right, bro, we get it. You want to come back. You want to have this Kobe-type redemption coming from the killer. Sit your ass down. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the Pistons and the Knicks are very clearly good in the Eastern Conference right now. The Celtics are talented, but they don't have that guy. So when the playoffs come around, we'll see. And the Sixers, Raptors, Magic, Cavs, Heat, Hawks, Bulls are kind of
in the same bag.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, if you can stay healthy. And again, that's where gelling will be the determining factor, is if they can take it to the next level with their best player on the floor, or maybe their second best. I don't know. Jaylen's playing like their best player right now.
Yes, he is.
But one of their two best players on the floor should make them better. But, you know, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of people that don't think it will.
Right. You don't think so? You say a lot of people don't.
I don't. I think that there's a lot of people that think the Hawks are better without Trey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
No, I think that they're better with him. Certainly offensively, but I don't. I mean,
but that's one thing we always talk about, though. Offensively, he's a juggernaut. But you always get your biggest thing now is defense, right?
What?
Can the defense? No. What I'm saying is that when we have these conversations,
yeah,
about the Hawks,
okay,
and it's always talking about defense, playing defense, playing defense.
Okay. Is that my thing?
No, I'm asking.
I'm confused.
We talk about their defense.
Yeah.
They can score with anybody.
Oh, yeah. Like, can their defense improve?
Yes. Can their defense improve?
I mean, it has to, right? It's you would think that it would, given some of the players that they've added.
Right.
But they also get 152 scored on them at home sometimes.
With those defensive guys.
Yeah, with those guys out there.
Yeah.
So maybe it isn't. I don't know. Like, I don't. It's a weird conversation. Like,
yeah,
I feel
because,
like,
no,
just
don't.
Say what you think. It feels like you're like trying to get me to say something or something.
I'm asking
and I can't
you a question about okay. this whole about the Hawks thing. This is why my question that I'm asking you because it goes back to the same thing when people say they're better without Trey. I don't feel they are.
No, I don't think so either.
But my thing is
because
how
I've
much
seen
better,
them be better with him.
How much better are they with him?
Yeah. How good are they anyway?
Yes.
And how much better are they with him?
Yes.
That's why
I asked the GL question.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
And that's why going back to the beginning of the season, I said, look, like it's exciting the moves that they've made.
Yeah.
Because they've you know, they brought in some guys. Now Porzingis isn't playing and probably won't. And that was one of the things that was most exciting was what he was going to do in the half court with Trey. Like how much pressure they were going to be able to put on the defense 30 feet from the basket. He's not playing.
Right.
So that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And who knows? Like, I know they're going to reevaluate the illness that he has in like a week or something like that. Like, at a certain point, and Onyeka's played great for
played
sure.
Really good. Really good.
But, you know, that was supposed to be a part of it. And Trey hasn't played the majority of the season either. So, back to the beginning of it was going to take a while for everybody to kind of figure out what the roles were and be at your best. And then you had to hit the reset button on that because Trey missed. However many 20 games or whatever it was. So now you're two games back into it. And again, I know it's not like a fun conversation to just say, I don't know, but I don't know. Like, how could you?
But it's an honest conversation.
Yeah.
It's an honest answer because I don't know outside of the they're better without him or they're better with him. I really think it's in the middle of I don't know because you haven't seen it. You have not seen it yet. I know we had some good spirits. I think the one thing that a lot of people kind of agree with for the season, whatever, when we talk about players or teams that have a certain type player because I've always been one of those people that the wing player is where you got to be at to win championships.
Nowadays. Yes.
That's my, always been my opinion.
You have to have that.
And you have one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his biggest thing was health, right? His biggest thing was health for my Jalen Johnson. I view him as a wing. I know he's that new age four.
Oh, no, I agree with
and
that.
Everything. Like, I view him as one of those wing players. That's how I view him.
Definitely.
And so my whole thing was always, can he be that number one guy? He's been that number one guy since Trey's been gone. Can he be that number one guy with Trey back? And I think that's going to be the determinative factor where his team goes.
Yeah, and I don't think so because I think Trey has to have the ball in his hands in order to be his okay. most effective on offense. Yeah. You take the ball out of his hands, I don't know what he is,
right.
You know? And he'll have the ball a lot just because of the nature of the offense with him in it. And he scored 35 the other night,
he
like
did.
26 minutes. So, like, you know,
nope.
I don't want to sit here and act like, you know, that Trey's not an elite offensive player.
Because he is.
They're just going to have to figure out how that works with both of those guys out there now that Jalen's at a new level. And he's shown that he can run it. You know, like when he's in control of the half court, he's averaging triple doubles.
Yeah.
You know, like that's rare. That doesn't happen. It's also possible that they're not better with Trey. You
it could
know?
Be. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I think they will be.
It's a weird-ass dichotomy with this team, man.
Well, because he's a weird player. That's the thing, is like he's a very good offensive player, obviously. Maybe even a great offensive player, obviously. But he's also 6'1 and has to rely on certain types of play in order to be effective.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like you're just putting that. It's not like, all right, and now, you know, Shai Gilgeous is back now, and now we're good. Or, you know, name player X that's a star that you just put back out there. He's like a very specific, unique type that might not work with everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Somebody just tweeted, like, y'all going to talk Hawks today? There we go. We talked Hawks today.
There we did. I didn't know we were going to.
Yeah, we talk Hawks. There we go.
Yeah. All right, good. All right. Did we do it?
Perfect.
They play tonight against the Bulls.
Yes.
Hopefully they look better than they did the other night against the Bulls defensively. All right. We'll come back, and Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.